This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Deadly construction accident.
It was a pretty global collapse.
Bracing for the storm.
I'm sort of worried. I sandbag. Just hope the water doesn't rise.
Social media scolding.
You have blood on your hands.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A bad scene at the airport in Boise, Idaho. A private hangar under construction came crashing down, killing three people, injuring nine others, five of them critically.
There was a large-scale collapse of the building. The framework of the building that occurred to the main structural members came down. It was fairly catastrophic.
Fire Chief Aaron Hummel.
We did have some that were challenging and that there was hoists and so forth that our technical rescue team made entry and were able to rescue those people.
The disaster has not disrupted flights. Now to California, where there have been some water rescues as a powerful storm system dumps rain and knocks out power. CBS's Elise Preston reports it's part of a 1-2 punch that will last into early next week.
Overnight here in Sonoma County, crews trudged to rescue a driver from a vehicle stuck in deep water. Just one of many areas socked in Northern California. The strongest storm of the winter season in the San Francisco Bay Area so far also brought wind gusts close to 60 miles per hour. Power, downing trees and knocking out power to thousands. Fire crews in Silicon Valley cut through to rescue a trapped child. This same atmospheric river event is now slamming Southern California, too. In San Clemente, concerns are growing over a worsening landslide. In San Diego, residents hope sandbags protect their homes and businesses. Today, the city is under a voluntary evacuation order for low-lying areas.
It is designed to encourage residents in these flood-prone communities to prepare if and when evacuation does become necessary.
It's a waiting game in the Middle East as the U.S. is poised to carry out retaliation for the drone strike in Jordan that killed three Army reservists. A militia backed by Iran has been blamed. CBS's Cammy McCormick tells us there has been more activity in the region.
The U.S. struck up to 10 unmanned drones in Yemen that the rebels were preparing to launch. A U.S. Navy ship also shot down three Iranian drones and a Houthi anti-ship ballistic missile in the Gulf of Aden. There have been nearly 40 attacks against shipping by Houthi rebels since November.
The World Health Organization says there will likely be a 77% increase in new cancer cases by the year 2050. Factors include population growth and aging, tobacco, alcohol, obesity, and air pollution. In a rare bipartisan vote in the House of Representatives, there's been passage of a $79 billion tax bill that would boost the existing child tax credit and reinstate some business deductions. It now goes to the Senate. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Right now, you're entitled to $2,000 per child. We have never indexed that for inflation. So what the proposal would be is, hey, we're going to raise the amount by the inflation rate every year.
President Biden goes to Michigan today, a key battleground in the 2024 campaign. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Polls continue to show former President Donald Trump with the advantage over Mr. Biden after Trump lost the state in 2020. Both candidates know winning support from union workers could be key in Michigan. Trump met Wednesday here in Washington with leaders of the Teamsters Union. And while they're unlikely to endorse him, Trump is hoping to make inroads with its rank and file. The current president is set to meet today with members of the United Auto Workers, which did endorse him last week after he stood with them on the picket line last year. But Mr. Biden also faces strong criticism and growing opposition from Michigan's sizable Arab American and Muslim American communities, who are becoming increasingly opposed to his continued support for the Israeli government and its war with Hamas.
The Federal Election Commission says the Biden campaign raised $33 million over the final 3 months of 2023. Former President Trump took in $19
million. Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Intense pressure on social media CEOs who went before senators who are demanding more action to protect kids online. CBS's Jolene Kent reports there was a rare public apology from Meta's Mark Zuckerberg.
The Senate Judiciary hearing room was packed with families, many of whom held photos of their children who have died by suicide due to online sexual exploitation.
I'm very happy with the senator's questions. They were very pointed, but I was not happy with the responses.
For Tammy Rodriguez, whose 11-year-old daughter died by suicide after severe social media addiction, Zuckerberg's apology was not enough.
When he stood up to apologize, he looked right in my eyes and there's no feeling or emotion.
Also in the room, Shauna Pouch. She's raising her 11-year-old granddaughter, who she says was sexually exploited on Snapchat.
I'm very frustrated with listening to these CEOs. How many more children do we need to lose in order for this to change?
Actor Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to manslaughter charges in connection with the fatal movie set shooting back in 2021. His lawyers have filed a request for a quick trial. In Washington, there's a new subpoena threat in the push to try to impeach President Biden.
House Republicans want the White House to authorize the release of records from the National Archives, specifically a speech then-Vice President Joe Biden gave in 2015 to the Ukrainian parliament. GOP investigators allege the speech may have benefited Hunter Biden's business deals in Ukraine. The White House has consistently pushed back against the claims. Catherine Herridge, CBS News, Washington.
A London judge has thrown out former President Trump's lawsuit against a British private eye over what became known as the Steele dossier, which alleged ties between Trump's campaign and Russia. Also in London, activists were there as Greta Thunberg arrived at a courthouse. She's one of five people on trial for protesting an energy forum back in 2018.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Here in the U.S., CBS's Stacey Lynn tells us about a concern in the classroom.
The pandemic caused immense setbacks for kids academically, but now chronic absenteeism is compounding the problem.
Chronic absenteeism is the percentage of kids in a school or a district who have missed at least 10% of the school year.
Nat Malkus with the American Enterprise Institute tells us rates surged from 15% in 2018 to 28% in 2022. While things did improved last year, they still remained 75% higher.
We won't hit pre-pandemic rates until 2030.
A Chicago company is introducing a chicken wing sauce with a different kind of kick.
You grab a buffalo wing during the big game and eat it all the way down until it's time to lick the buffalo sauce off the fingers. Cresco Labs is hoping that those wings will be slathered in their new cannabis oil-infused mild buffalo sauce. Cresco Labs spokesperson Jason Urca says, you won't smell or taste the THC, but you'll feel the effects.
Should definitely help fans get along better, whether they're cheering for the 49ers or the Chiefs. It'll be a very mellow celebration for everybody.
Big Game Wing Sauce goes on sale in some Chicago area dispensaries this Friday. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
A new milestone for basketball star Caitlin Clark.
All-time leading scorer, getting to the basket, slicing and dicing. I mean, nobody was even close to her.
The Iowa sensation became the all-time leading women's scorer in Big Ten Conference history in a win over Northwestern. She's number two on the NCAA all-time list. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.